He just started swinging at me.
Violence erupts in a school.
And the kids had to hold me back.
I kept swinging and pounding on him.
But who bullied whom?
I hit him in the face and knocked his glasses off.
How far will the parents go to hide the truth?
Somebody's going to pay for the glasses.
The glasses simply fell to the floor.
No, darling.
Covering up for the kids on Judge Judy.
That's not what happened.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old cocktail waitress Carla DeFrank is suing her ex-fiancé, 26-year-old store clerk William Russell, for unpaid car payments and car damages. William is countersuing for the return of an engagement ring and a broken apartment lease.
Order. Come to order. All rise. Yes, case number 52 on the calendar, in the matter of DeFrank versus Russell. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Mr. DeFrank, while you were engaged to the defendant, according to your complaint, you financed a car for him. He couldn't get credit on his own.
Yes.
The engagement was over. He left with the car, and he said that he was going to maintain the car, make the car payments and the insurance. According to you, he stopped making the payments on the car. You repossessed it.
I took the car back.
You repossessed
yes.
it.
Yes.
And you want him to pay for his missed payments. And in addition, you said that when you got back the car, it was A, filthy, and B, the brakes were bad. So you want him to pay for the brakes and, I guess.
A window was off track.
What do you mean off track?
They had to order a part to put it back on.
Yeah.
I have the receipt for that.
And then he has a cross complaint, which I will get to in a minute. When did you separate from the defendant?
October 2000.
And when did you repossess the car?
March of 2001.
And when did he stop making the payments?
He never paid the payment for November, and February he missed another payment, so that's when they started sending me the delinquency notices.
How many missed payments did he have?
Two.
Is that right, sir?
I missed one payment in November, and I doubled up on it in February.
You did? You have proof of that?
I don't have it with me, no.
Well, where do you expect me to go to find it? That's what you're coming to court for. You're coming to court because she says that you missed payments. That's what this whole case is about.
I stopped making the payments because she kept threatening, I'm taking the car, I'm going to take the car from you.
When did you stop making the payments?
In February.
So you didn't make February's payment?
I doubled it in February. I didn't make March's payment.
Your Honor, I have the delinquency notice.
Can I see it, please?
Yeah. This is for November's, and that's when, for February, they were going to repossess it, so I wasn't aware of that.
Well, according to them, on January 19th, you owed them two payments.
I paid one on the 24th.
Of what?
Of January.
Show me.
I don't have my checkbook with me.
Well, then I have to take this as being accurate. Now, what are you doing with the car?
A friend of my mother's is taking over payments till he could get a loan.
So he's currently paying on it?
Well, he didn't pay on March. I didn't sell the car till, April, so I paid March also.
Let me see proof of payment for March's payment. $658.13 he owes you. That's as of January.
This was March payment $331, and I have the...
$331 on March 13th. Okay. So that's what he owes you so far, $989. Now, you think he should also be responsible for repairs on the car?
Well, he had, he was supposed to take the loan. He agreed to it, and he never fixed it. They were worn down to the rotors. I have their seats on all of that. It was returned to me. I have pictures of how it was returned, how when I picked it up, how...
I'll take a look at the photographs.
And then I had cleaned it up. I have pictures of that also. What it looks like afterwards.
He's a slob.
Mm-hmm.
So? He's a slob.
And that was, that's my car and how I got it returned, and I had to clean it up in order to sell it, and it was a lot of time for me.
He's a slob.
The car was fine when I had it. I got a letter 3 weeks after she had it.
Just a second. Huh? I'm not talking about the mechanics of fixing it. You have a car that's a couple of years old. Sometimes it needs brakes. He didn't break the window. It was a mechanical thing that happened with the window. Is that right?
Yes.
It's a mechanical thing that happened with the window. All I said was he's a slob.
I cleaned out the car before I gave it back to her. I cleaned it out on March 6th.
Well, whatever. You don't get reimbursed for that, but you do get reimbursed, madam, for your car payments that you made. You were very fortunate that you got somebody else to take over these payments. And I hope it teaches you a good lesson. Do not ever finance a car for anybody, boyfriend, fiance, husband, child, nothing. If you finance something for somebody, don't treat it as a loan, treat it as a gift, and say goodbye to your money. Is that good advice?
It's very good advice. I'd like to talk to you later about a loan.
We've known each other a long time.
That's right.
Happily.
That's right.
Forget it.
Okay.
All right, so $989, that's on your side. Now, Mr. Russell, you have counterclaim.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your counterclaim. You want the return or value of a computer. Let's talk about the computer.
On June 8th, she gave me the computer as a birthday gift.
When was your birthday?
June 8th.
And tell me how she gave it to you.
We both went down to the store and purchased it.
What'd you give her for her birthday?
Engagement ring.
That was nice. And when was her birthday?
May 19th. March 19th, I'm sorry.
March 19th. So she got the ring first?
Yeah.
And then she bought you the computer?
Yeah.
How'd she get it back?
On October 13th, I caught her with someone else, so she moved out. And the next month, she came and got her furniture. Now, if the computer is hers, what?
Just a second. That was in November. She came and got her stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So far, you still have the computer?
Yeah.
When did she take the computer?
When she came to get the car, March 7th.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, that's when, because I had a police escort. And when I went to go get
You moved out of the house?
Yes.
You left the computer.
Because he told me that he had stuff to delete on it. He couldn't do it right away. So I'm like, you know what? I don't have time.
November, December, January, February, 5 months later, the computer's still at his house?
Well, because I had went away for a little while. I went back to New Jersey. I came back and I decided to get my car. That's when I found out about the repossession of the car.
He says it was a birthday present.
No, I have the receipt right here.
I believe you have the receipt. He says you bought it for him as a birthday present. Yeah. Let me see the receipt.
Might have been an assumption.
Just a minute. He bought the computer the day before his birthday. That's a coincidence.
But
That's a coincidence, and you left it in the house when you moved out.
Because he had stuff on the computer that he couldn't delete right there.
That's an hour. That's 2 hours. That's a day, not 5 months.
Your Honor, the MSN was under her name. I made the monthly payments on that for the online use, and she asked me to ask my new roommate, Matt, if he could put MSN under his name. If the computer was hers, why would she want him to put it under his credit card name?
No, I believe it was a birthday present, because it was better times. It was much better times.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carla DeFrank says ex-fiancé William Russell owes for car payments as well as damages to the vehicle. William says Carla won't return the engagement ring.
On one side, we have $989. That's on your side. On your side, we have computer. That goes back to you. Then you're suing her for the engagement ring. Right?
Yeah, that was because she took the computer.
But if you get the computer back, she can keep the engagement ring?
Yeah.
That's very, very nice of you. Great. So you don't want the ring back as long as you get your computer
back. Bad luck.
What?
The ring was bad luck.
Very.
Perfect. Is that the ring?
Yeah, that's
can I see it? Oh, it's very pretty. Very pretty. He wants you to have it.
Thank you.
It's yours.
Your Honor, I'm also suing for the $2,000 on the car because I'm selling it to the new person. And the blue book is $9,000 to $12,000. I owe $14 on it. So for the $2,000,
No, darling. Did he have anything to do with finding a new purchaser for the car?
No.
You've sold the car. You came to a price with the purchaser. If you had the car and said, I want to sell it, and whatever the difference is, he would be responsible for, then I would say you jointly get together, get the highest possible amount that you can for the car, and then if there is a shortfall, just like you were a bank, he would be responsible for that. But you can't do that if you found the purchaser. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That makes sense to you?
Makes sense to me.
Good. Okay, so the computer goes back to him, and you get to keep the engagement ring, which you could probably sell. Mm-hmm. Ordinarily, engagement ring goes back to the person who gave it to you. So I would say that you're out of pocket any more money. What you do is sell the ring. Okay, now, you want to talk about any rent that you say she owes you, or you just want to forget that?
I want to talk about it.
You want to talk about it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We signed a year lease. She moved out October 14th, and the lease wasn't up till January 14th, 15th. And that's $325 a month is half the rent.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 months, it's $1,300.
When did you get a new roommate?
December.
So she moved out in October, and she paid October.
Yeah.
Did she pay any for November?
No.
Yes, I did.
She says she paid some in November.
No, she didn't. And she harassed my roommate about...
Shh. If she harassed your roommate. So far, she moves out in October, and if your roommate moves in December, that's at most 1 month
okay.
that you're out, not four. You're suing for 4 months' rent. You don't expect to get rent from her and your new roommate.
She's harassing him for her security deposit back. Yeah. She broke...
Just a minute. Yeah. She has security deposit?
Yeah.
How much?
$325.
There you go. Leave the place in good condition. That way you have the security deposit.
But she wants that back.
Well, she's not suing for it. So, if you say she owes you for 1 month's rent for November, then you have her half of November's rent, right?
Yep.
Because you have the security deposit. Are you the new roommate? Be neat. What else?
That's it.
Did I resolve this? Wonderful. $998 judgment for the plaintiff. The computer is to be returned within 5 days. That's all. Be happy. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She owes somebody for her breast enlargement.
My breast already paid off, and I don't need his money because he never gave me any money. He didn't have any money, so I wouldn't go after him for money.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Underwood versus Shells. Step forward, please.
Marzaline Underwood is suing 36-year-old postal clerk Sheila Shells. Marzaline claims Sheila's son, 14-year-old Jamal, smashed her son's glasses in a fight. Jamal says Justin was teasing him in class.
What's your first name?
Justin.
And yours?
Jamal.
This case is about some broken eyeglasses. And there was some sort of an altercation at school. And it is your claim that the defendant smashed your eyeglasses. Is that right?
Yes.
So why don't you tell me what happened?
We was having music, the sixth period of class, and it was free time. So I was joking around, laughing. I was with another boy. I was like, boys should not wear sunglasses because they look like... And I guess he was in my conversation listening. He happened to have on some sunglasses.
So was he the only one who had sunglasses on at the time?
I don't really know. I don't think so, but...
What were you talking about sunglasses for? That seems to be like a sort of bizarre...
Because we was talking about each other, but he wasn't in the...
No, I'm not finished with you, Justin. We're going to do this slowly. How many other boys were you talking to?
Three.
Do you know their names?
Zachary, John, remember the other one.
Was Zachary wearing sunglasses?
No.
Was John wearing sunglasses?
No.
And this boy whose name you don't remember, was he wearing sunglasses?
No.
So you made a comment about boys wearing sunglasses?
Yes.
And then what happened?
He got up, and then I got up, and we started fighting.
Just a minute. He got... No.
He got up and came over to me.
He got up and came over to you. And what did he say when he came over to you?
He just started swinging at me.
So he...
Yeah. And then I got up, we started fighting in the middle. Then that's when he knocked my glasses off. Then as he was moving back and forth, you know, he was stepping on them. Then that's when the kids had to hold me back. The teacher tried to, but I guess... He almost swung and hit the teacher.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 13-year-old Justin Underwood claims classmate 14-year-old Jamal Shells intentionally smashed his glasses. Jamal says Justin was teasing him.
Now it's your turn, Jamal.
Yes.
So you overheard this comment about sunglasses?
Yes.
You got mad?
Yes, ma'am.
And you went up to him?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you do?
I hit him in the face and knocked his glasses off.
And?
And then we continued fighting. He hit me in the face and I kept swinging and pounding on him. And then like a mob of kids, you know, that were in the class, they came and broke it up and...
Okay, good. How come you got so mad when he said something about your sunglasses?
Well, that was like 2-3 months ago and we didn't really get along at the time because he talks a lot and he just gets on a lot of people's nerves.
But what'd you get up to hit him for?
Because he was doing it for a long time. So I just got tired of it.
What was he doing for a long time, Jamal?
He kept egging me on and messing with me.
Like what?
Calling me names in class while I was trying to do my work.
Like what?
Big head, meathead.
And that bothered you?
Yes, because he kept doing it. That's what he does, and I just didn't like it.
But you can't hit somebody because you don't like what they say.
I know, but...
That's not the way to resolve something, by going up and punching him in the face.
Right.
You knew that, right?
Yes.
So what'd you do it for?
Because I was tired of it.
Because you couldn't control yourself?
Yes.
Were you with other boys when he made this comment about the sunglasses?
No. I was sitting down playing cards with a friend of mine. That's when he started calling me with sunglasses and stuff. And I was the only one with sunglasses in the room, so.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, you see how honest he is? There you go. Why were you teasing him?
First, I was not teasing him.
You sure you were teasing him?
He was
him?
In my conversation. He should
have been No, Justin. He may not have been in your conversation, but you were talking to three other boys. He was the only one in the class wearing sunglasses. And you made a comment that you knew would be irritating to him. Why?
I don't know.
You didn't think it would make him feel better, did you?
Because we do this all the time. We talk about each other all the time.
Well, does he ever talk about you?
Yes.
How?
Fat lion, old fat lion. That's his favorite word. He always would say that.
To who?
Me, in class.
Did you ever call him an old fat lion? Come on.
Yes.
Okay, so you called him an old fat lion. And did he ever hit you?
No.
All right. So, Jamal, that was the wrong thing to do, to hit him.
Yes.
It's the wrong thing to do, to tease. But I gather you tease, too. You just don't think that your talk is teasing. You tease each other, right?
Yes.
Now, but for the fact that you punched him in the face, his eyeglasses wouldn't have fallen off, right?
Right.
Then you're responsible.
Yes.
Perfect. So what's the problem? Now I'm talking to your mother. Why didn't you pay for the glasses?
Because I didn't hit Justin in the face.
No, but your son did.
Yes, he did.
Now, as between you and Miss Underwood, he's your responsibility. He's her responsibility. But somebody's going to pay for the glasses. Why should it be the mother whose son did not knock the glasses off as opposed to the mother whose son did?
Because the glasses simply fell to the floor. Well, and from my understanding, the other children, this is what Jamal told me. Another child picked the glasses up and threw the glasses.
Okay, so let's get it straight now.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened.
What happened?
Even if it's so that that happened, your son was smart enough to just acknowledge to me that but for the fact that he hit him in the face, the glasses would not have fallen off. And they would not have gotten broken, however they got broken. Let me see a bill for the glasses. Where are your glasses? Where are the new ones?
I didn't purchase any new ones.
Why not? Why not?
Well, I was going to wait and see what happened, and I was going to get them some.
When did this happen?
In February.
Are you telling me that your child has been without glasses since February?
No, he was using his old pair.
But that's not the right prescription.
That's correct.
Well, that's outrageous. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $211, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
All I wanted to show her was that she should be responsible for what her son does.
I wasn't going to pay until maybe something like this happened. So I was forced to.
He was suspended for 3 days in school and came home with one lens.
The principal at the school called to tell me that Jamal had been suspended for fighting.
I'm sorry for fighting.